Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. I want you to go to Ephesians. They were singing that last song. The Lord took me to this verse that I needed to. Ephesians chapter 5. Want to look at verse 15 first. You can be seated. You can be seated. The Lord brought back to my attention, did anybody see fire when you came on the property? Fire. That might be what we're missing. I'm gonna just take my time and plow up here. Fire. We're so far behind. We got a lot of catching up to do. And so because we're so far behind, God doesn't have time for this person to get it, then the next person. I mean, God's going to have to, you know, and something about fire, when there is wind with it, it can't be contained. If you know, you may saw a house or whatever, they say, man, it just went up in smoke. And it didn't take long. Because that's what fire does. It spreads. Oh, my God. And when the fire spreads, nothing is safe when it's around it. The fire does not ask permission. It just takes over. Oh, my God. Verse 15. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Look at verse 16. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. When you redeem something, we have to redeem the time. It's there is an acceleration that is available for the believer. Something that has disgusted me for a while is how everything is coming out of the closet, and they are trying to make as though what God has said in his word, they are trying to make God out of a liar. They are trying to make it seem as though that this is folklore, or we're just making some stuff up, just doing some stuff trying to give people hope. So the church is on trial. And maybe this will be the title. When you are partnering with the Holy Ghost, the reason why Apostle has so much success is he has learned how to partner with the Holy Ghost. Yes. Now, I'm going to give you a few secrets. When you are partnering with the Holy Ghost, you're going to have to get in agreement with the Holy Ghost. Yes. The Holy Ghost, oh my God, I don't want to get too quick, too fast. The Holy Ghost does not back down. I'm going to take my time. I got this. Some of y'all too doggone nice. You just nice. You just go around and the Holy Ghost does not know how to lose. The Holy Ghost is all about winning.
Yes, yes,
all about making God look good. All about taking everything in this word and making you a living epistle. So when people look at your life, they can't say there's not a God. Man. You know what you need to do? You need to get manifesting on your mind. I'm on, these sinners, they rank sinners at that, professional in what they do. And they are out there and they're doing their thing. They laughing at the church. But we need to, I have a chip on. The reason why I manifest so much, because I desire to manifest. I focus on manifesting. It is my desire to make sure God, oh my God, I'm getting ahead of myself. I want my life to be a witness. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh man, man, oh man. We have to redeem the times because the days are evil. God has given us a way for things to be accelerated. When you come on this campus, you see that fire. That's what we miss. Let me read. Go to Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3. I think with the Holy Ghost, what God laid in my heart on this morning, I thought I was going to go another way, but then he showed me I need to do this. And hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, in Matthew, let's go to Matthew chapter 3. Right. Matthew's gospel chapter 3.
Yeah, right.
I think we're missing something. We're missing something here, and we got to get hold of it. Yes. Look at verse number 11. You in Matthew 3?
Yes.
Number 11. I can't wait for you no more.
Yes.
Watch this. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
But he that cometh after me
is
mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. Watch it now. And he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost.
Oh
my God. And with fire. Not only baptize you with the Holy Ghost, but he's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Oh my God, we that's what we need in our churches. We need some fire.
Fire.
LTMA, Leroy Thompson Ministerial Alliance, is about lighting the torches of ministry around the world. Now, the way we redeem the time is that torch, when it's extended to you, you're supposed to go into your city and light it up for Jesus. You are to literally provoke all denominations that are in your area. People don't want to hear what you got to say, but they can't. They can't deny what they see. We have to redeem the time because the days are evil. This is apostolic. We have to do some things in an accelerated way. So when you manifest, and then you manifest, and then you keep on manifesting, all of a sudden, all of the ministries in the area, black, white, whatever, they have to look at this house. And it will provoke people to do more than what they've been doing. Fire. And God help you when the fire gets a little wind behind it. You know, the wind is another aspect of the Holy Ghost. Remember when they got filled, and we'll go there as well. But they said they heard a sound.
Oh my God.
Like a rushing. It's some things. Let's just, my God, man. We need some fire, man. Glory to God. Go to Acts. Let's go to Acts chapter. Oh, my God, man. My God. I think part of the problem is that, you know, we do our intercessory prayer. We pray. We do different things. But I think where the church is missing it, they don't know how to take the Holy Ghost and do some things demonstration-wise after they leave the church. My God, man. Oh, my God. Now remember, you're partnering with the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost don't know how to lose. And the Holy Ghost, oh, here's another aspect of the Holy Ghost. He's never satisfied. Oh, man, I'm hearing this. The little few things you've done so far was just, you were just warming up. Oh, hallelujah. You know how you exercise, you warm up or stretch a little bit before you get going? You're just preparing yourself for what is to come. Lord, anybody over here getting anything? My God. My God. Every time I report to Apostle, I share something with him. He said, Dan, there's always more. He said, so much more. There's always more, son. I tell him, look, we're out of debt. Our mansion paid off. He says, always more. He says, in other words, he's trying to let me know that God, man, it's so much that God has in store for you, but you have to get in partnership with the Holy Ghost. I'm going to tell you something that will disturb the Holy Ghost. You ready?
Yes, sir.
A coward. Do you remember when Goliath came out? Do you remember how big Goliath was? But everybody was just looking at just who he was instead of who they are. Your problem is you don't know who you are. Now I'm gonna share something with you. When you try to break out, then here comes Satan trying to tell you, well, you're not being humble now. I'm going to share something with you. This is not the only revelation, but I've been meditating on this lately. Remember when he saw Jesus coming? Jesus saw Satan. He saw Satan coming. He said, he has nothing on me. It is Satan's desire to bind you in some way. Because only free people, free people. He want to have something on you, something you believe in God for, something that's just not quite right yet. He wants you to wear it. He wants to contain your power. Jesus saw him come and say, he has nothing on me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You in Acts? We said we're going to Acts. Be seated. In Acts. My God. Y'all too nice, man. You too. Man. And oh my goodness. Okay, Lord. Hallelujah. And when the day of Pentecost, we're in Acts chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully. Now Jesus said, I'm going to pray to the Father that he would send you another comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. So in Jesus' ministry, he recognized that devil is relentless. Right. Didn't the Bible say in this world you're going to have tribulation?
Yeah.
Do you let that stop you?
No.
No, the Bible says be a good cheer. It's almost like you got stuff going on around you, you smiling and laughing because you know it can't touch you. A thousand will fall at my left eye. 10,000 at my right hand. But it shall not come nigh me. My God. You know, okay, let me slow my spirit down a little bit. Be seated. We are supposed to be the ones who are dominant, taking over. That's what the Holy Ghost, you got to understand, when you're going to partner with the Holy Ghost don't back down to nobody. You're not going to back down. Matter of fact, okay, Lord, thank you, Lord. Matter of fact, the Holy Ghost get wound up when it's threatened. Oh, no, I'm going to take my time right here. So I want to help you understand if you're going to partner with the Holy Ghost, how he works. When somebody threatens you, that is not time to tuck your tail and run. When the enemy is trying to attack, that's when the Holy Ghost rises to another level. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. That's what the Holy Ghost is there for. To make you overcome anything that come your way. Matter of fact, see, something will try to hit you in the natural, so to speak, but it's trying to mess with you. But when you know how to flow in the supernatural, it forces you to go into the spirit realm. Oh my God. Which will give you another perspective. Now you can look down on what was trying to attack you, so you can better figure out how to deal with it. Oh, man. My God, we need, man, the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. My God. My, man, what did I tell you? I told you, glory to God. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, oh, my God. Do you know how fast I was the other day I was thinking about it. I was in a particular home two homes ago, and the man was negotiating the price. Daniel was helping negotiate. He had his little pajamas on. He was young then. He hollered down a figure downstairs. And, you know, we're trying to negotiate the thing. But they were way ahead of me at the time, and they were stroking a check for the amount. I remember they were from India, nice couple. And I'm like, they are so much further than I am. But suddenly. Oh, man. Did you hear what I just said? It doesn't take God long to do. Remember we said redeeming the time. Oh, okay, Lord. So part of redeeming the time, I've heard apostle talk and say it ain't going to take y'all as long as it took me. Somebody had to begin. Somebody had to tear a hole in the roof. Now we all have access. Oh, man. I read a scripture that says, since the days of John the Baptist unto now, the kingdom of heaven suffer violence, and the violent take it by. You're going to have to go take some stuff. I'm talking to this section over here. You're going to have to go take some stuff. My God. I'm trying to give you some characteristics of the Holy Ghost. If you're going to partner with the Holy Ghost. You're going to have to understand how to flow. My God, man. It suddenly. Do you know suddenly? No bills. Zero. Wake up in a debt-free house. Drive debt-free vehicles. You know how, you know, when it's something you really want, but you got to keep looking at the price. Lord, Apostle going to love this. When you go into the remodel with a budget in mind, I got a budget. So now anything you really want, you can't get because it'll take you out of the budget. But suddenly, it's a process now, but God can get you to a place where you can get what you want. Hallelujah. When you're not concerned, because some of us shop by price instead of what you want. Do you know God can get you in a position where it don't matter what it costs? You can just get what you want and add it up later. Oh, man. That sounds like freedom to me. Freedom. My God. Hallelujah. And suddenly, there came a sound from where? From heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues. Now, this is how the Holy Ghost came to them. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of what? What? Fire. We missing it, man. We missing. Lord, have mercy. We are missing the fire. Yeah, you can pray in tongues in church and do all that. But I think we are missing the fire aspect of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I'm talking about fire, man. And see, that's what happened. I got on the apostle, and he helped me realize the fire that was in me. Then I went back to Richmond and started releasing it. So it's on me, it's on my people, it's on everybody connected to me. Do you see how you redeem the times? Yeah. Somebody got to catch on fire. Now, I got to help some people because as soon as you say you're going to make up your mind to go forward, that's when the enemy tries to bring an attack. But what I need you to do going forward, instead of shrinking back when he tries his mess, I want you to rise up in your being. Actually, when he tried to stop you, all he's doing, okay, Lord, let me be seated. Oh God, let me see. Okay, Lord, go. I think it's John. What am I at? Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Go to Romans 8. Go to Romans 8. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, it motivated David when Goliath talking junk. David was like, who does he think he is? This uncircumcised Philistine. See, oh man, I see so many people, they know the word, but they don't know how to walk out the word. If somebody come to your house and threaten your wife and talk about raping your daughters, what would you do? Y'all too nice. Y'all just kind of take stuff. The devil tried this. Can you help me pray in this? Oh, no. Oh, he declared war on me. It's wartime. No. Watch this now. Notice with David. David didn't wait for Goliath to attack him. In other words, Goliath said what he was going to do, but David ran and attacked the one that said he was going to take him out. That's what the Holy Ghost does. That's what the Holy Ghost, no. Oh, so you're going to threaten me now? Oh, you're going to say what I can't do? You don't know who you're talking to. Be seated. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, man. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. Apostle, man, that's why he's so successful. Because he has partnered with the Holy Ghost. Yes. Oh, okay, Lord. The Holy Ghost. But say, what you gonna do about that? Did I tell you Romans 8? Okay. Okay, let's go. Okay, Lord, I see it. All right, verse 26, Romans 8, 26. Y'all being obedient, you sat down?
Yes.
Okay, all right. hallelujah. Verse 26, likewise the Spirit also does what? What does the Spirit do?
Help.
Now, you got it. This is very important. The Holy Ghost ain't going to do it for you.
Right.
See, Apostle was teaching on decreeing and declaring things. He said, but you got to do something too. The Holy Ghost is a helper.
Yeah.
Now, something will come up. The Holy Ghost said, what you going to do about that? He can't move until you move. If you decide you ain't putting up with it, and then he'll help you. Oh, man. Situation to come up. See, when you're partnering with somebody, you have to be in agreement. Oh, man, if you got two people that own a company and we're going to do this big purchase, or we're going to do what? We need both of us to be in agreement. We can't go do something and then talk about it later. I found out that the Holy Ghost, something will come up trying to threaten you. See, that's where that anointing start rising. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Have anybody ever been in the world before? Y'all ever been out in the world? Uh-huh. And somebody gonna try to threaten you and do whatever? Let me try to. When something occurs and the Holy Ghost, you know, the Holy Ghost is ready, but he can't move. Oh my, y'all ain't gonna hear what I'm saying now. Without your permission, without your participation, because he is a helper. If you don't do nothing, you shut down his power. And he has fire with him. I said he has fire. Oh, man. I saw the Holy Ghost burn up a mortgage for the church. Burn it up. That Holy Ghost said, turn me loose. Just don't say nothing negative. Just believe. Just speak forth in faith. And watch me go to work. But I'll help you. I'll help you.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Man, I got a chip on my shoulder, man. You know why? I got it from the Holy Ghost. Sometimes the Holy Ghost like, sick 'em. Let's go get 'em. Come on, you wanna do something? You wanna do something? But he can't move without you. All this power that we get when we come in this place. Then when you go back to your town, that same Holy Ghost is saying, come on, turn me loose. Turn me loose. But we too nice and conservative. Oh, man. It's a warrior type of aspect to the Holy Ghost. My God. All right. Roman. Okay, be seated. Let me go. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, right? But the Spirit itself make of intercession for us, right? Yes. With groanings which cannot be uttered. So you're in the Hanere Loko Shata. And you praying some stuff and you don't even know what you're praying. Let me tie this scripture to this scripture. I believe it's 1 Corinthians 14. Let me check. Is it verse 2? All right, 1 Corinthians, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Bless his holy name. I said, bless his holy name. Glory to God. Glory to God. I mean, he can pull you out of any situation. Now, let me share this with you. Let me slow my spirit down here. Let me share. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 2. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. Mm-hmm. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh what? Mystery. Hold up. He speaketh what?
Mystery.
Hold up. Is it an S on the end?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. When you pray in the Holy Ghost, it'll take you out of the natural straight into the spirit. Now watch this. When you pray in the Holy Ghost, you're praying your next move. Now, let me... The devil, what he does, and you know the devil, he don't know what you're saying when you're praying in the Holy Ghost. So what the enemy does, what the devil does, what he does, he tries to stop whatever you're doing before you start.
Right. Yeah.
But once you get going, anybody ever heard of Earl Campbell?
Yeah.
Running back for, what was it, the Houston Oilers? Once he got a full head of steam, you're a cornerback, safety, linebacker, I don't care who you are. You better get out the way. So when you pray in the Holy Ghost, you are praying. Oh, Lord. Okay, Lord. Okay, let me slow it down here. When you pray in the Holy Ghost, you're praying mysteries. You are praying. Oh, hold on. Did it say according to the will of God? Hold on. Y'all don't make this up. Are y'all telling me the truth? All right. Verse number 2. But he that, Lord have mercy. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. Now, what did it say in Romans 8?
Yeah.
Somebody give me that. Can they put it on the board? Give me Romans 8, 8:26 on the board. 8:27. All right, 8:27. I feel like a apostle now. Who back there? Okay. You know, when I do stuff like that, I'm feeling my church. Watch it now. Verse 27. And he that searcheth the hearts, knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according, my God, hallelujah,
yeah,
according to the will of God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here you go. You just praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Holy Ghost. And the more you pray in the Holy Ghost, and the more you pray in the Holy Ghost, the more your future is being unraveled. Now watch this. You don't know what you're praying, but the Holy Ghost does. Then you pray some stuff that you don't have the backbone to go get. So you prayed mysteries with an S. Yes. Redeeming the time. I hear you, Lord. The Lord is trying to set up your entire family. If he can get you going, it's going to flow down to the children and the children's children and the children's children's children. For many of us, we went to get our first house. There was nothing there. No down payment, no closing costs. We had to do it all. Because the former generation, they were not trained and they didn't break forth. But God is going to shift some stuff in your family. Oh, my God. Now, oh, my God. Yeah, anybody ever heard the word perpetual? God would do some stuff in the spirit where he would set you up for life. Wow. Y'all ain't hearing what I'm saying, man. So when the Lord is leading you to make a certain move, do it. Just don't, I don't know. No, oh my God. So you praying in the Holy Ghost. And you're praying mysteries. Now, the way Satan works, he tries to stop you before you get going. How can you stop something that already was released? And we're supposed to be so spiritual. Why can't we pick up what we prayed? Now, I'm gonna share something with you now. You pray, God always takes you further than where you thought you could go. Can anybody here, where you praying now and you trying to go to a certain place, but God will always take you further than where you thought you could go. I'm sitting at apostles' table. He's eating, and I'm talking. I'm gonna get an RV. I'm gonna get one. I'm gonna get a motor coach. I'm gonna get one. I'll do it next year sometime.
Yeah.
Apostle took, ate a little bit more salad. Didn't say nothing. Then all of a sudden, Apostle bold now. Yeah. He came out of me. Came out of him. Now you got to hear what I'm saying. It came out of him. Now faith is. It's always in the now. And what you're talking about next year? Faith is always now. Now I'm going somewhere now. When that came out of his mouth, the manifestation, the finances, and everything for the motor coach came out of his mouth in that statement. Oh, man. Oh, my God. Whoa. So I prayed in the Holy Ghost. I'm praying mysteries. And then the Lord used apostle to help me see what I prayed.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't getting this, man. So now you can't get all logical. How much is going to cost? I don't know. Where is that going to come from? Has anybody ever heard of new money? New money. Whatever the Holy Ghost wants to do, the channels of blessings. Oh, my God. First motor coach. came off the assembly line. We were able to pick the colors. We want this, we want that, we want that, we want that. Brand spanking new. Their second motor coach came off the assembly line. Double the price. So you know, God was like, I'm just, it's almost like God said, I'm introducing you to who you really are. Let's go ahead and start here. But that's why Apostle keeps saying, it's always more. It's always more. But you got to partner with the Holy Ghost. And so then God took us to the next level. It was about double the price, over $500,000. Cash. Just money, money. Lord have mercy. Lord help me right here. Money cometh. You need to get a revelation of money cometh. You need it. You need to get a revelation in your being of money cometh.
Yes, sir.
The money just keep on coming. Lord have mercy. Anybody catch that? I said the money just keep on coming. It just keep on coming. It's never going to delay. It's never going to stop. It's going to keep on. And do you know, this thing is so powerful. You know, the scripture says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word of God shall do what? Stand for what? The grass withereth and the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand. So watch this. During the pandemic, they tell me, oh, this is going on and the thing, the economy gonna get rough. Not for us.
Right.
Years ago during the recession, Apostle said, we're not gonna participate.
Right.
So you see that torch? You see that torch? I got that word, took that torch, went back to Richmond, and then it spread. No, we say, oh no, we're not gonna participate. Houses got paid off. Even during the pandemic, we had people to move into new houses. We had people sell the house, get another house, pay cash for that house. During the pandemic, folks scared to come out of the house, and we were just pursuing advances and taking territories. My God, I don't know. I'm trying to get it across, man. Anybody understand? The fire will drive you. It'll cause you. Just give me a moment. Holy Ghost and with fire. That's one of the characteristics of the Holy Ghost that we miss. We just leave all that in church. I'm about the devil after me. No, I'm after the devil. See, y'all scared. I can feel it right now. Oh, Lord, I wouldn't be saying that if I was you. In 2021, we were going to go overseas. We couldn't go in 2020. But 2021, you know, there was still some stuff going on. But I talked to the Lord about it several times. And then I let my apostle know, and I gave him a chance to check it and let him know this is what, you know, what the Lord laid in our heart to do. And do you know why I was packing? That song, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord.
Yeah.
And then they got one verse say, if I die, let me die. Then the devil brought that in my mind. I said, the devil is a liar. I kept packing and we went over and did the work. I came back.
Yeah.
I'm still here.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Be seated. Glory to God. So it's mysteries. Okay, Lord, remember how the Holy Ghost, when he came, the form that he came in, fire. And that's the aspect that so many of us are missing. The devil is a bully. He want to go around and mess with folk. Oh, okay, Lord, I'll say it. Something else I picked up while I've been here. Columbus Christian Center. It's something on them now that has not been on them in the past. I don't know. I don't know, maybe y'all were too nice before, but it's something up on them now that when they go back, the whole city will know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Can I go back to that torch out there? We're trying to light the torches of ministries around the world. An aspect of the Holy Ghost is that we don't come to exist. We come to take over. No, we're taking over everything. Everybody in your city, they gonna know you there. Everybody. Okay, Lord. Okay. Okay, Lord. What was that? Lord. What was? Okay, Lord. One more scripture. Let me ask something. Something. Let me see here. Acts chapter. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want you to go to Acts chapter 1. Didn't the Bible say when sin abounds, grace will abound much more? Sin abounding. Sin is abounding. But then God said, but grace will abound much more. Man, it's all kind of things that the Holy Ghost is trying to get to us. But you got to have a backbone to go get it. Oh my God. Remember the pools of Bethesda, whoever got, not everybody, but whoever got in first. Whoever got in first. That's who got healed. Now you're in Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. Okay. Hallelujah. Let me see here, Lord. What was that? For John, go to verse 5. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days since. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Watch it now. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Everywhere you go, you're going to be a witness. You're going to be a witness of the goodness of the Lord. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. So when people look at your life, and it's so, every time we come to Darrow, it's something new. They got a great big old garage back there. I just come and start paying attention. You know, it's gas on the campus. We got gas on Mount Gilead's campus now. Where did I get it from? Headquarters. Y'all ain't, man. Can you imagine why I pull that debt-free coach out that I can just say, fill up? Oh, y'all. Somebody got to bring the fuel to the tank. She's a member. Y'all ain't catching me. One of our members own a company. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. And you should be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, Judea, everywhere you go. They need to know that you are a child of the living God. You should have, you got favor just exuding from you. My God. If we just partner with the Holy Ghost, man, you got to partner with. So you praying some stuff, and then the Holy Ghost try to reveal it to you, and you fret. Right.
Come on, Bishop.
Because what God is doing is always further than where you're trying to go. Oh, I got it. But you have to go far to help other people go. So a lot of times it ain't about you or your agenda. It's some stuff God trying to get done. I'm going to say this. I'm a man. If you don't have no courage, turn in your license. It takes more than preaching. Takes more than homiletics and hermeneutics. You have to have an anointing. I'm not scared of the devil. I don't know about you, but I'm not scared of the devil. Did the Bible say, greater is he that liveth within me than he that's in the world? So let me say this in closing. What we need to do, you had to partner with the Holy Ghost once you leave the building. No, we can do it in prayer. You praying all this stuff. Oh, Lord, I hear you, Lord. I hear you, Lord. I hear you, Lord. So sometimes you in here praying for the service. I saw y'all in here. How did y'all get going for it? You going over your list. Now I'm going to tell you what the Holy Ghost will do. Holy Ghost will get in now, pray for the service, and then pray some of your future. Some of your stuff will be coming out. Oh, I got it, Lord. I got it. 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 And so you'll be praying some of your stuff, and then God will use the man of God to release some things that bespeaks to your future. My God. And then all you got to do is have enough courage to walk in it. God bless you.
Wow. Wow. Out of all the years that Dan had been in ministry, he's still a good student. And he caught on, because where he was, they wasn't moving. And he had it in him all the time. And what I like about it, he'll tell you, you'd notice he mentioned it 4 or 5 times while he's preaching. Connection is important. Now, he's ministering to you, LTMA. It is important because that anointing is there. Sit down a minute. I'm going to show you some things that you need to. Such a powerful message. Now, Leroy and Dan both preach apostolic. Those are transitional messages. We are transitioning you into the supernatural. You notice both. Matter of fact, what Bishop preached this morning is to go ahead for the night. He had no idea what I'm going to preach tonight. But they tie into a territory that we got to go into. In other words, when he was preaching, I got 5 or 6 things down here, but I'm going to go down to this one. It's time to dominate. Write that down. It's time. That's what he was telling you. It's time to dominate. And yeah, dominate. And he's telling you you have to move beyond just manifestation. It's time to go to demonstration and show forth what you're saying. Nobody's going to listen to anybody just talking. Now, I pull from an apostolic point of view when he was preaching. Not giving the Holy Ghost nothing to help.
Yes, sir. Yes, 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 sir.
Y'all going to do it, though.
Yes, sir.
Then fire, glory, wind, blowing, rain pouring, water flowing, all. That's what he's talking about, fire. Now, I want to hold this one for tonight, but I'm going to tell you, I want to hold it because it's been real strong for many years when he brought it out. The church, the apostolic, will lead the church from history to mysteries. We read the Bible, we get the history of Daniel and David and all of them and Paul and all of them, but it's just history.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
While you're reading, you have to let the Holy Spirit unfold the mystery. Not Paul, but what Paul was using. And so the church locked down. They got ministers got there real clear. I mean, they got this thing down to part the Bible. But they never got to the mystery. You see that? They never got to the mystery because the people are trying to get what in the mystery, they're trying to get it by history. Y'all don't want me to talk a few minutes yet. I heard the Spirit of God say it. That message is powerful. Now, but I heard the Spirit of God says, you just made another leap. Your Bible reading going to be different because you're not going to be giving Daniel and David and all them pushing their credit. You want to find out who's using them. That's what he teaches, so he can use you the same way. But as long as you're in history and memorization, you're not in revelation and mystery. You say, the man that preach a good message, you get up here, you won't preach. Just leave me alone.
Yes, sir.
There's so much y'all need to know.
Yes.
Y'all been held back so long.
Yes,
the body of Christ I'm talking about, held back so long with 95 scriptures and 2 hours of praying in tongues, but ain't got no production.
Yes,
we here to get you in a productive mode. God, doggone, you heard what I said?
Yes.
We here to get you in a what? Productive mode. You are in a you are in. From those two boys' messages, you are in a productive mode right now. Just go back over those messages. You haven't listened to mine. Them two boys there. Go, you're in a productive mode now. All every pastor in a productive mode. Every member in a productive mode. What kind of mode, Gene? Now you hear what I'm hearing. So, the pressure valve is closed. You're in such a productive mode that pressure can't touch you. What kind of mode you in? What about pressure? Why? The valve closed. Man, I get stirred up to see a son. I'm two sons preaching like that, and man, you don't know what that do to an apostle, man. Man, then my son and daughter start producing. He didn't tell the one. I told my wife he didn't tell the one. We was out on the RV. He's that washing it down, washing something. We're cleaning something. Lena was standing over there, and I think David all around. And I said, it's time for your Jeep. He said, yes, sir, Apostle. I got a few more things to do, and I'm going to get a few more things. I said, I ain't talking about a few more things. Let's go right now. Oh, my God, the Jeep right there.
Yes,
I said, it's time for a Jeep. He said, oh, all right, Apostle, I'm coming.
Yes.
He ain't got it.
Yes,
David, he calling me. He got, you know, he got an RV he going to sell, and he going to... take his time, you know, and you're buying him another secondhand one. And then he said, I'm trying to get a house, too. I said, why the Lord can't get a house and all of you at the same time? I said, now, you can go on and get the secondhand one, but I'm not in agreement with you. He got the new RV. And he got the new house, both of them. So, my goodness. Ooh, my goodness. I heard when Dan was preaching connection and interpretation. You got to make sure the Holy Spirit connect you and he give you proper interpretation. Then he talked about all of you all in here should get a real revelation of money coming.
Amen.
Money coming will cancel your debt.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, because it's prophetical. It's from God.
Yeah.
A lot of outside churches not going to get it, but you churches who are on the inside, y'all need to get this thing and stop playing around with it and let it do what it's designed to do by Almighty God.
Yeah.
I thank him for that. And I'll close with this, and then Leroy will come. I heard this when Bishop was preaching. The pandemic was an opening to let the Holy Ghost out. So anything, my brothers and sisters, my sons and daughters, you dealing with now that is hindering you from going forward is just an opportunity to let the Holy Ghost out.
Amen.